the minute. So I'm afraid if I swear Stacy, then she's going to have to turn around and swear the rest of them out.
I think you can do it as long as you're mayor of Goodstein. We read it, and it said that if you weren't dismissed for any reason.
Yeah, but I'm going to swear in Stacy last, just to be safe.
Hello, Martin. Very very classy of you to come. I've been in your chair. I have been in your chair.
I will discharge my duties
of council.
Of council. Liz Vitale.
Liz Vitale. Thank you.
I, Drew Baum,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I'll support, obey, and defend.
I'll support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this Commonwealth.
The Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And I will discharge the duties.
And I will discharge the duties.
Of counsel.
Of counsel.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
States. Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And I will discharge my duties.
And I will discharge my duties.
Of counsel.
Of counsel.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Can he hold the Bible?
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I will support. Before you obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
I will discharge my duties.
I will discharge my duties.
As constable.
As constable with fidelity.
To the Chester Heights Borough 2018 reorganization meeting, January 2nd, 2018. And the first order of business is nominations for council president. Does anyone have a nomination?
I nominate Susan Clark for council president.
I nominate Drew Baum for council president.
I second the nomination of Councilwoman Ellis for Drew Baum president.
All in favor of Susan Clark for council president, signify by saying aye.
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 And all in favor of Drew Baum for council president, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote is 4-3 with Councilman Block, Goldberg, and Clark in favor of Councilwoman Clark, and Councilman Agustinelli, Baum, Ellis, and Picosa in favor of Councilman Baum. Next up is nomination for Council Vice President. Does anyone have a nomination?
I nominate Councilperson Steve Picosa.
I second the nomination of Councilwoman Ellis for Steve Picosa as Vice President.
All in favor of Councilman Picosa for Vice President, signify by saying aye.
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 The vote is 5-2 with Councilman Agustinelli, Ellis, Baum, Picosa, and Goldberg.
Excuse me, I did not vote. Are you asking?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I voted aye.
And you did?
Vote?
I'm sorry, I couldn't see.
Okay. I vote nay.
Can you say it louder?
I vote nay.
Okay, so there were...
One vote against.
Six to one?
6-4, 1 against.
Okay, and last up is nomination for pro temp. Does anyone have a nomination?
Ellis for Jordan Goldberg.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone not in favor? Say aye. So is that, I'm sorry, 6-1 again? 6-7? Ayes have it? Okay. All right. Nominations are closed. And I now turn the meeting over to President Baum.
Stacy, thank you. The first item on the agenda for the reorganization meeting are appointments. I will be asking for a motion to approve the following list of appointments. Those appointments are as follows. Emergency Management Coordinator Larry Ward, Engineer G.D. Hoopman & Sons, Alternate Engineer Catania Engineering, Mike Sioko, Building Inspector Rich Jensen, Electrical Inspector United Inspections, Fire Marshal Mike Sioko, Sewer Enforcement Officer Mike Sioko with Catania Engineering, Animal Control Officer Alan Strickler, Fire Chief Sam Iannucci Jr., Zoning Officer Rich Jensen, Right to Know Officer Sue Tinnens, Solicitor Jerry Montella, Specialist Solicitor Pete Rohana, Vacancy Board Chair Ellen Nwanga. Do I have a motion to approve the list of appointments just presented?
Motion to approve the list just presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yeah. I'm opposed.
Okay, so the motion carries by a 5-1 vote?
6-1.
6-1 vote. Frank.
Yes.
We would ask that you stay on during the transition.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and we would ask, would 10 hours of your time be more than enough?
Sir.
2 hours? Okay.
Thank you, that's very generous.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve Frank Daly staying on during the transition and not to exceed 10 hours billable work?
So moved.
Is there a motion?
So moved. So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Jordan seconds. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Moving forward, next item up are the reappointments. I'll be asking for a motion to approve the following list of reappointments. Planning Commission, 4-year term, Chris Leisner, Mark Carroll, Drew Bond. Zoning Hearing Board, 3-year term, H. Fred Hamill. Rachel Cole, Community Library Board, 3-year term, Gregory Chestnut. Do I have a motion to approve that list of reappointments just mentioned?
I make a motion to approve the list just mentioned.
Is there a second?
I do have a question.
Yes.
President, we did not approve, you did not list Peter Driscoll for Zoning Hearing Board 3-year term?
Correct, we did not.
Is there an alternate name for that position?
That has to be filled through resolution since that was not on the agenda for tonight's meeting. That can be tabled till the work session in January, and that resolution can be presented in the February regular council meeting.
Is there a motion on the floor?
There is a motion on the floor. Is that motion seconded?
I seconded.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay, so that motion carries by a 5-2 vote. Okay, 5-2 vote.
President, if I may, you did not mention a name for the vacancy board chair.
He did.
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, lastly, as far as reorganization, our council committees. Tonight, we're going to name only 4 committees, but I do ask that all council members email me what their interests and experiences are so that we can work to organize the balance of those committees at the next work session, which is in a couple of weeks. The committees to be named tonight are as follows. Finance, Insurance Committee, Chairperson Steve Picosa, Fred Wood, Sue Timmons. Nominating Vacancy Committee, Chairperson Teresa Agostinelli, Mayor Stacy Smith. Communications/Public Relations Committee, Chairperson Gina Marie Ellis, Mayor Stacy Smith, Teresa Agostinelli. Highways/Transportation Committee, Chairperson Jordan Goldberg, Larry Ward. If there is no other new business for the reorganization meeting, I would ask for a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, moving forward, I'd like to welcome everyone to the January 2nd regular council meeting of Chester Heights Borough. First off is roll call. Tonight we have with us Mayor Stacy Smith, Teresa Agostinelli, Gina Ellis, myself, Steve Picosa, Susan Clark, Philip Locke, and Jordan Goldberg. At this time, I would like to extend the opportunity for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address, and we can start in the first row. Is there anyone who would like to address council?
So, part of the school 458 when I vote, and this is for Gina Marie Ellis. I just want to know why you haven't issued a public apology to Joy Fox for the false information you disseminated during the 2017 election.
We shared information that was publicly available. We just brought people's awareness to it.
Thank you.
Anybody in second row? Third row? Fourth row? Yes.
Hi, Greg Chestnut, 317 Oaks Way. I'd like to thank Mark Carroll for his many years of service to the borough.
Anybody standing in the back? Okay. Moving forward, we have the approval of the minutes of the December 4th, 2017 regular council meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
Well, I have a comment on
for
addendum on page 9 on the website redesign. One of two modifications can be made on that is around the comment around Mark Carroll informed that there's a less expensive option on around the cost of it. The other aspect of the other side that I would like noted is that even though that they are less expensive, they do not provide the same capabilities. It's not apples to apples comparison compared to what was being proposed at that time, which will be reproposed at a later date once new council is brought to speed. But I just wanted to make it so it's factual, the reason there is a cost differential because of the capabilities and the abilities of the proposed versus the comparable options that were available.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So if I would appreciate that, then could be made in minutes.
Okay. So do we need a revision aid, Jordan, or what would you like?
Jordan did say that in the meeting. It just didn't get in the minutes.
Okay. So could we add that to maybe?
And what does it say? I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Jordan, do you mind?
No, just basically, you can summarize it.
So what I was saying was that the other options that were more cost effective or less expensive were not comparable to what was being proposed with the capabilities, features, or functionality. So that's the other part that I'd like to be included in the meetings for the record.
Okay.
And thank you.
So with that revision to be made, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the December 4th meeting?
I make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Jordan seconds. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Moving forward, Secretary Treasurer's report.
Yes, I had three items. I'm requesting a motion to approve the 2017 audit engagement letter with Lightsol Economies. They gave us a price for $7,200 that was already budgeted. So just to approve the letter of engagement.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the letter of engagement?
So moved.
So moved. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Jordan seconds it. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
And the second one is we need to update the check writing signers for two different bank accounts. We need three signers for the Pliggett account. We have two accounts, the general fund and the liquid fuels. So we need to authorize three signers.
Sue, those signers will be myself, Steve Cocosa, and Teresa Gustinelli. I'd like to make a motion to authorize those three persons to be eligible to sign those
and then
explain accounts.
Two signers for the Bridgemarq Trust account. There's eight different accounts, and that requires two signatures. I mean, one signature, but two signers.
Okay, those two signers will be Drew Baum and Steve Cocosa. And if I can wrap those into that first motion, I'd like to have a motion to authorize those three members to be eligible to sign for those accounts just mentioned by Sue.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
And my third item is just an update on the Wawa Credit Union CD. At the December 4th regular council meeting, council voted to redeem the Wawa CD in the amount of $216,000 and to open an account with Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. I had difficulty opening it at the Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. They require documentation that the borough doesn't have. So I spoke with Susan Clark and the council, and for the time being, we put it at with Pliggett. And I think it's 0.90%.
And wasn't the other one 1.1%?
It was 1.10%.
Right.
So that'll be an item for the January work session.
Well, I think it would be in, probably we should put it to committee, right? As far as what does the finance committee want to do? Because I think Fred Wood had the opinion that Pliggett was safer than Bryn Mawr Trust, and although it's not easy to work with because it's not local, that kind of money we don't need to be readily accessible. So I really think it should go to committee.
That was just an update on the motion.
Okay. So we can maybe put that on the agenda, Sue, for the work session?
Yeah, or send it to committee, whichever.
Okay.
Like, do you have four people on the committee? Did I hear you say? Well, Fred's not an elected official, right?
He's not an elected official.
So, okay,
right.
So you don't have to have... do any of your committees have four... I didn't get a chance to write it down. It was too fast. Do any of the committees have four council members on them?
Not yet, but they will.
Okay, well then all of the we'll have to advertise a meeting because of the Sunshine Law, because four people is a quorum, and you cannot discuss council business as a quorum.
Okay. Okay, moving forward, approval of the receipts and expenditures for December 2017.
Mr. President, I do have a question on the receipts.
Yes.
I have a question on the local service tax. It seems very small for the month of December. And I was wondering why it's only $37.
Yeah, last month it was about $14,000. It's at when they collect.
So that's just a matter of timing?
Yes.
It's not people stop working in December.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my only question.
I had a question. I signed the checks because I'm the signer on the account, and I'm pretty sure there were two checks for Brandon Wayne Vet Hospital in here, and yet I only see one on the treasurer's report.
Well, if there is, I'll void one.
Okay, I'll pull them out for you, and you can decide which ones to void.
All right, Susan, are you okay if I call for a motion to approve the receipts of 2017 December?
Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to point out is that last month the employee insurance used to be paid directly to health care plannies, and last year Sue wrote the check to herself, and I don't know what the agreement is.
Okay.
But I just wanted to point that out. So I don't know if that agreement's been writing anywhere or, you know.
Okay.
But since you're the secretary and you're writing a check to yourself, I was a little bit particularly sensitive about
for
health,
the health insurance.
Right.
Put that on the agenda for the work session then?
Yeah, I think we just need to understand it a little better.
That's fine. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the receipts of December 2017 in the amount of $24,489.30?
I make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Jordan seconds. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, moving over towards the expenditures for 2017 December. We have no questions or concerns. I will ask for a motion to approve the December 2017 expenditures in the amount of $28,163.23.
I would amend that motion that Sue needs to investigate the duplicate check, and either she needs to add them to the expenses or void one of the checks.
Okay. With that added to the motion, do I have a motion for approval contingent upon Susan Clark's request?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the motion carries.
Aye.
Inspector's reports. Rich Jensen, building inspector.
I'm going to skip to the bottom on where zoning is. There's nothing in on zoning currently.
Okay.
Building inspections are standard. Everyday inspections, Brookfield. Trying to wrap up the Wawa project, Annex 5 and the parking garage are 99% complete. Annex 4, they're remodeling all three floors of that. That's the last phase of this whole thing. Storage building is done. Salt storage building is done. And about 99% of the site work is complete. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Rich. Fire Marshal Mike Sioko.
In accordance with the Chester Heights Fire Code 153, Fire Marshal writes a year-end review report. So this is pretty self-explanatory. You should all have a copy of this in front of you. What I want to just talk about mainly is Chester Heights, with its 2,500, around 25-something plus residents, we pretty much mirror what goes on around us. 44% of all fires start in the kitchen, whether you're cooking or baking or that's the bulk, the main percentage. The second one is they clump everything together, heater fires, which is somewhere around 27%. And that includes your whole house heaters, space heaters, fireplaces, wood-burning stoves, and then they go on to break down other things like candle fires, a burning of candles. So we pretty much mirror that. We had one moderate fire last year. The year before, we had a major house fire. That we have to consider. The major house fire was complete loss, so that was over 400,000. The one here in Valley Brook amounted to was a little over 50 grand. So I consider that anywhere between 50 and 100, like a small fire. Moderate is above 100,000. And that was the one that was attributed to a lamp. The rest of the stuff that we experience, the fire company experiences, is workers, when they go in and they work on the systems, they'll go in and they're doing like an annual check on a sprinkler system, and they activate it because they're testing it. Well, they don't bother to tell the alarm company, and so we get called out. If you do something simple in your house, say you live in the Highlands and you're sanding walls and you have an automatic system in your house, the smoke detectors are going to pick up the sanding of the walls as a fire because it's the dust it creates. And just an example, you get called out. You get called out for like Wawa Road. They're builders working, doing construction. That I've been trying to preach on, having people notify their alarm company when they have work done in and around the house. So, like I said, basically, if you read this, this is pretty much what went on in the borough. I continue to meet with like residents and homeowners associations and try to convey to them fire safety.
Mike, thank you.
Any questions?
Questions? Mike, thank you.
Okay.
Moving forward, sewage enforcement, Mike Sioka. That's the other Mike Sioka.
No report,
okay. Road Master, Larry Ward.
We've had several small snowstorms. The snow plow provider has already been on top of things. I've contacted and met with him, and he's been right there on top of it. So I don't think there's been any issues that I've heard of. We're preparing for the storm coming up tomorrow night into Thursday.
Larry, thank you.
No, I'd just like to mention that I believe the snow removal costs have been about $8,000 to $12,000 this month,
yes.
And the budget was only $2,000. So we are over budget in this month because of
the small nuisance storms that we've had.
Exactly.
Yes.
Solicitor's report, Frank.
Mr. President, I don't have any matters to report, but I would like to congratulate the newly installed elected officials. I would like to thank the mayor and former and the council that I had the pleasure of serving. I was very honored to serve in this capacity. Jerry Montello was a gentleman in the transition, and I hope to return the favor back to him. And lastly, it was a pleasure working with everybody, with the staff, and especially your treasurer, Susan Tibbins. That's treasurer, not treasurer. Treasure, Susan.
You're a treasure.
Thank you, Frank. Moving forward, committee reports. Are there any reports tonight? I don't think there are. And in light of four new council persons and a new mayor, I think maybe we can suspend this section of the meeting until next month.
We're not going to have a committee. We're not going to have any committee meetings between now and the work session. I think I should at least go through the budget with everybody at the work session.
At the work session, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mr. President, one question for you. Do you all have borough email addresses yet?
We do. I'm not sure if they're activated, but I'm assuming they will be
updated contact list?
What are the new members of council? Do they have borough emails?
Did you turn on their emails?
Yeah, I'm going to make their emails tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So, yes, tomorrow. So, any old business?
Oh, what about the fire funding? Well, that was in the...
It was approved in the...
Yeah, it was approved in the...
No, you don't understand. The payouts were...
Is that on the agenda for today?
It was in the secretary treasurer's report.
Okay. New business? There is an additional period for the public to approach council on matters discussed at tonight's meeting. Is there anyone interested in public comment at this time?
I just have a question about the committees. So if you don't have a quorum, you don't have to advertise. Will the public be made aware of the committee meetings as they're scheduled?
They will be.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
So moved.
So moved. Is that a second?
Yes.
We need a second. Great. Motion carries. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. Does any question you have for me? Any of you?
Well,
feel free to call. Feel free to call.
Mark, enjoy your time. By the way, you do realize you can still marry people.
I do.
I saw that.
I saw that.
Well, I was not a mayor for 13 years when they said I could do it again.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
Okay,
thank you.
Somebody had to put the chairs away. All the chairs
have to be
put away.
Treasure.